Government agencies say they're being flooded with requests for their public records. A Burien man has filed thousands of public records requests with local government agencies in the past year. He asked the Seattle Police Department for records 5,000 times in a single day. And now officials want to put limits on how much information public servants have to make available to the public. KUOW's John Ryan reports.
It's a concept long enshrined in Washington law. Information held by the government belongs to the people, and public access to that information is essential to a functioning democracy. But a parade of local officials called for new limits on that access at a hearing in Olympia on Thursday. They shared horror stories of what they called abusive requests for records. Requests like, provide all records the city of Seattle has ever produced, or every email ever sent or received by a state employee. Stacy Goodman is on the Issaquah City Council.
When we're asked for every shred of paper and every record that's ever been produced, we are burdened to the point of being unable to do our basic duties.
The local officials said that most records requests are not abusive. They come from businesses, lawyers, journalists, and ordinary citizens. But officials want limits on how much time they're required to spend handling requests. Open government advocates said the move would hurt all requesters, not just the excessive ones.
Well, it doesn't stop me.
Tim Clemens of Burien says the bill wouldn't even affect his efforts. He's behind thousands of the requests that officials consider abusive.
I have probably cost the taxpayer easily well over 400 grand.
Clemens says his end game is to get government agencies to take a radically more transparent approach. He wants them to put almost all their information online so people don't have to ask for it.
And I don't have sympathy for agencies who are not willing to come up with better strategies.
The state auditor's office is conducting a study of records requests around the state. It wants to see how much they cost taxpayers and how well agencies are handling the public's demands for information. I'm John Ryan, KUOW News.